Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're listening to the Auburn Express.
What's up in War Eagle, War Report family? You got Ike Jones back with another morning drop. And today we are talking about the culture reset that's going on at Auburn. Coach Hugh Freeze says he's looking forward to seeing that change. And there already have been some changes. Let's talk about it. Y'all know how we do right here, War Report style. Let's drop it on them.
You are now listening to the War Report.
Morning drop. It is Tuesday, March the 5th, and we are in here talking about some Auburn football culture. The football team is currently on spring break right now, or actually the it's not just football team. Everybody down to Auburn is on spring break. Anyway, spring break's going on right now. Just want to take a trip back to the press conference that Coach Hugh Freeze has and dig some more into some of the comments that he had. We talked about this a little bit, but want to get into more specifically what he talked about in regards to the cultural reset that's happening with the program. When you have a program that is going through some issues as far as getting wins, and you hear people at the end of the bowl game talking about, Coach Freeze specifically talking about the disease of me, and you hear players talking about, you know, cancer that's in the locker room and people really just needed a reset, right? And so Coach Freeze has been intentional about talking about the things that need to change for this program. So let's talk about that for a minute and some of the things that he said that he's seen as a change around that building so far. Before we get into the conversation, definitely want you guys to go out there and share this content with somebody, like the video if you have not already, subscribe to the channel if you haven't, and we definitely appreciate any of you that would, you know, want to come on board and as members, any of that stuff. Anyway, I don't want to do too much pitches. What I do want to do is get in here and talk about the cultural reset that Coach Hugh Freeze says is happening right now on the Plains.
There's been a lot of positive things, I think, in our building since January. Many of those are coming from the player-led arena, which I love. I really think player-led teams are the best teams, and our culture council that was elected by our team has done an incredible job of setting the standard to which they expect things to be. We presented that to the team in January. It was accepted by all. And so once we accept it, then we all have to be accountable to that standard. And that unit of leadership has done a really nice job of saying, hey, if we say our lockers should look like this, then there's got to be, you know, accountability to every area, from the training table to academics to the way we approach work, our timeliness, our effort, and been really, really pleased with the leadership that I'm seeing from that group. And the energy that was at practice Tuesday I thought was really, really nice, and a carryover from everything that we've seen since they've come back from the Christmas break and had works with our strength staff. And so excited about what I see heading into, you know, spring number two for us.
So there, Coach Hugh Freeze talking about the culture shift that's happened. And he said that, you know, he's got a group of leaders that were chosen by the team to be responsible to that cultural shift, or keeping everyone accountable. And we'll talk about what that accountability has looked like here in just a minute. But it's the culture council. We heard this term last year, and they had a lot of guys that were a part of this. He listed a group of 12 guys that are part of this year's culture council. So let's talk about who's on the culture council first and foremost. For Coach Hugh Freeze, the culture council comprises of Damari Austin, and I'm just going to rattle these off in the order in which he said them during the press conference. So Damari Austin, Jarquez Hunter, Peyton Thorne, Luke Deal, Connor Liu, Dylan Wade, Jay Fair, Jalen McLeod, Keldrick Falk, Eugene Asante, Keontae Scott, and Champ Anthony. So this is a, you know, a group that is comprised of different position groups. I think the idea was to get someone from each of the position groups to be a part of this council and to get, you know, a range of people at different spots in their careers at Auburn, whether it is, you know, someone like Keldrick Falk or Connor Liu, who are sophomores, just got here last year, but all they know is Coach Freeze, right? To some guys who've been a part of the transitions in different phases, you know, to your elder statesman of Luke Deal, who's out here and what they joked about year 10 for him. But you know, him being a part of the senior portion of this group, Peyton Thorne, who's had a lot of football and has played at multiple schools now, this being his second at Auburn, and, you know, been in the position of leadership on this team last year, to guys who are kind of in the middle there with Damari Austin and Jay Fair, right? So, and then, you know, I think the surprise member of this group, for me at least, was Champ Anthony, right? A guy who hasn't played a lot of snaps for Auburn. He's played a little bit, but not a lot, but has now garnered enough respect from his teammates to say, hey, this is a guy we would like to see be a part of this culture council, right? He just got here in the transfer portal coming up from JUCO last year, but has, you know, he's got more seniority than a lot of guys in that cornerback room for sure. And then he's, you know, a tenacious player out there. So good to see the mix of guys that are a part of this council. But I think the big thing for Coach Hugh Freeze with the members of this culture council is that they set the standard. And he said this himself in this clip that I just played, that it's player led. And he says that he thinks the best teams that he's had, and he said this before, it's not the first time we've heard him talk about this, the best teams that he's had, the culture is led by the players. Now, I think the culture starts with the coaching staff, right? So Coach Hugh Freeze sets the standard by which we're going to operate. And he said, hey, listen, I have things that I want to do and things that I think are necessary and ways that I've gone about things, but I've needed to reset some of those things, and I've had to lean on the players to say what a reasonable expectation is in some arenas. And so I like the fact that he has decided, hey, we didn't do everything correctly last year. Let me lean in a little bit more to what the players are saying we need to do to make sure they're holding each other accountable to the standard that they've agreed upon and set. And then they present those things to the team as far as how we want to do those. So I love the way that that sounds. And I think that, you know, it being a group of people, I think they needed somebody from every position group, right? And it being a group of guys who, within that room, they're looking to say, hey, you should know the way, lead us in the right direction as far as how we're going to go about business. Now, they might not be the guys that get the most playing time, but they are going to be the guys that are going to set the example of how we're going to work. And he talked about kind of what that cultural shift looks like as far as that accountability. So let's hear Coach Hugh Freeze talk about the shift in accountability amongst his team.
It seemed that we were just way too casual about our approach and a lot of things to me, and that's an indication on staff, players, all of us. And I think the kids sensed it. I think we sensed it, and that's in our meetings in January. We said we can't take that approach, and if it's not addressed, then things tend to be repeated, and I need everyone to be accountable to whatever we say the standard is. And truthfully, you know, the older I get, the more I probably need players to help me see, all right, maybe that's an unreasonable standard, Coach, you know, because things have changed some. And so it was really big for me that the players would sit down and say, I want you to present to me, what do you think the standard should be? And let me, if I think y'all are way, way off, I'm going to say it, and you do the same for me. And we just had some really good conversations, and they came up with the presentation, and I just approved it because I did agree with their approach and then presented it to the team. So I think that's the biggest difference I've seen thus far, is just there's a different energy, too, that comes with that, and to know there's no compromise. We hold each other accountable, and if you're one of the ones being held accountable and you don't like it, that's part of life. because we agreed that this was the standard, and so I think that's the biggest difference I see.
War Report family, you are listening to The Morning Drop, where we talk about the most recent and relevant Auburn sports news. We broadcast live from the War Report's YouTube channel on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 Central Time. You're welcome to come watch it live, but the live chat is reserved for our YouTube channel members only. So come on by, become a member, and get active in the best Auburn sports community on the webs. We'll be right back after we pay a couple bills. Drop! Thanks for sticking around through the ad break. Now here's the rest of your morning drop. Drop!
So right there, Coach Hugh Freeze talking about the biggest difference that he's seen since they've been back in the building is the accountability level that's happened. And I think one of the things that I loved that I heard him say was just, number one, he's holding himself accountable to the results last year. Now, that's not part of the clip, but he's talked about, hey, we should have won more games last year, and I should have found a better way to get the message across and be able to get a consistent effort across every single game from the young man that I coached last year. So he started with holding himself and his staff accountable to what they had set as the precedent for what he said, hey, we were too casual. We weren't going about this like business, right? Like in word, yeah, absolutely, we were saying some things, but you know, down to how our lockers should look every single day, down to how we're going to do our reps at practice, down to the habits that we have for showing up for classes. And you all, the players, get to tell me what you feel like that standard should look like. And, you know, and I agree to what you said as those parameters. And now we're going to hold you accountable to what you said the standard was going to be. And so now when something happens, we're getting rid of this entitlement mentality that says, hey, you know, I just know you didn't just, you know, it wasn't just one time. There are zero times. We're going to come in here and we're going to do this right every single time, every single day. And that, I think, is key and crucial for any team taking the next step to get to the next place where Auburn wants to be. And that's a place where you're competing for championships. Now, I'm going to use a phrase that's probably going to get me stoned around Auburn circles because this phrase came from the previous coach before Hugh Freeze. And he said, if we're going to compete for championships, everything that we do matters. Now, whether you like the guy or not, that phrase holds true. And that's exactly what's being echoed right now amongst the culture that they're attempting to set. One of the things that a lot of people didn't like about the previous coach was kind of the militaristic way in which he would go about things. And it just seemed too rigid and lacking in flexibility. And I think maybe in year one, they went a little too far in the other direction of trying to, you know, make it light and have fun. And Coach Hugh Freeze is trying to rein those things back in and find a good balance between, yes, we're going to care about you. We're going to listen to you and we're going to come together as a team and talk about things, but we're also going to hold you to a standard. And we're going to hold you to the standard that you said you wanted to meet. You want to be a great player? It's one of the things that you heard when you saw the Perry Thompson documentary about Marcus Davis talking to him and saying, hey, me seeing this makes me want to come in and work harder, but I'm going to be on you. I'm going to hold you to a standard that I think that you should meet because you've told me where you want to be and I see what motivates you and where you're from. So in order for us to get to that place that you said you wanted to be at when we had a conversation about you here at Auburn, whether that is Perry Thompson or Walker White or whomever, right? Let's go down the list of guys who've just come in to the guys that are coming in the transfer portal to the guys who've been here and decided to come back to Auburn instead of go to the transfer portal. You told me you wanted to be at a certain place. I'm going to make sure I do everything to set you up properly to get into that position, right? We're going to get rid of this entitled mentality that says that I get to make these small mistakes and they won't matter ultimately. No, let's correct those things right now and make sure we're getting back to the place where we said the standard was going to be so that we can get the outcomes that we're supposed to have. And I think that that's the best way to move forward. I love what I was hearing from Coach Hugh Freeze with that and the reset of the culture. And I'd love to, you know, hear how the players are adapting and adjusting to those sorts of things. So, you know, very early, and I've talked to some people about this, and it's really easy kind of early on to do things, right? You think about New Year's resolutions that you set for yourself. In those first couple of weeks, you're on it. Maybe first couple of days, depending upon how much willpower you have, but you're on it, right? Your diet's changed and you're going to work out and you're doing things that you said you were going to do. But it's when you get into, like, you know, now, right, in March of the year? Are you still holding yourself to that standard, or have you allowed yourself more and more cheat days, more and more opportunities to fall back from that standard and move further and further away from the goal that you've set for yourself? And that's, I think, what's going to be the separator for Auburn in whether the trajectory of this program continues to ascend toward the direction that they want it to be. And that is, how much do we continue to hold ourselves to the standard that we set when it's not new, when it's not fresh, and we're not excited, and I don't love coming in here every day, and it's not first day in pads, and it's not we're going through day one installs. We've done this for now the 20th time, and I haven't gotten it right, and I have to get corrected again, and the coaches are frustrated, and the players are coming in frustrated, and school is a little bit different. And then when we get into the fall and we're right here and more of the student body is there and the buzz around the program starts to change and all of the anticipation starts to change. And we've gotten into now week four of the season and maybe it's not going exactly how it's supposed to be, or do we handle success properly because it is going exactly how we thought it was going to be? And what do we do to keep ourselves on track? That's what I want to see. And you have to start those things right now. Glad to see where they are started. Looking forward to seeing where it ends coming up this fall. Before I get out of here, I want to hear from you all. I want to hear, what are the things that you think are going to be signposts that say, hey, all of these cultural changes that we've been talking about, they're actually happening. How do we gauge whether or not those things happen? Is it going to be results on the field before you can see that? Or are there going to be things maybe in the A-Day game in spring ball, or things that you hear about over the summer as we get into the fall camp? What are those things that you are going to be looking for to see? Hey, this is really a change that we can look forward to and be excited about as Auburn fans. All right, I'm out of here. I'm going to stop talking. I appreciate you all dropping in here with me this morning. As always, The Morning Drop is brought to you by our sponsor, Rogue Shop. Make sure you head to rogueshop.com and use code REPORT when you do. That tells them the War Report sent you. And you can get remedies for everything from sleep, stress, anxiety, pain relief, all of those things at the Rogue Shop. Auburn basketball tonight, they are going to Missouri, so make sure that you are tuned in for that. We will have a Lobtown episode for you, and we'll have some post-game reactions for you. Like the video before you get out of here. Subscribe to the channel. Share the content with somebody. Until the next time, and as always, War Eagle.
Drop! Drop!